I'm a raging battle in my mind. I searched for many answers. My troubled soul just didn't seem to find. I saw a flower blooming where there was a ray of sunshine. And I knew not that this flower would change the rest of my life. marching blues all the time. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Reading in Mark chapter 8. Verse 14, now the disciples had forgotten to take bread. They must have been having a real revival. Got so carried away they forgot to take their lunch. Amen. Forgot to take bread. Yeah, Jim, God does take occasion by everything that happens. Amen. To show us many, many things and help us to find His will in many, many areas. If things hadn't happened at home to jar me loose, I'd have probably still been camping there. Amen. And never gone into all the world and preached the gospel. Praise God. God does know what He's doing. Amen. And they forgot to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. Hey, somebody messed up big time, didn't they? They thought so anyway. And He charged them, saying, they just all in a dither about it. And He said, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. They reasoned among themselves, saying, it's because we have no bread. Amen. When Jesus knew it, He said unto them, why reason ye because you have no bread? Perceive ye not, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not? Having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember when I break the five loaves and among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said to Him, 12. And when the seven among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. He said to them, how is it that you do not understand? Amen. I'd like to preach for a little while tonight on sourdough. Amen. Sourdough. Bad leaven. Amen. You heard what He said, didn't you? I read it to you. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. Yes. Man. Beware. Amen. Here they are all in a dither looking for something to eat, some bread, and hunting, and finally found one loaf, and Jesus, amen, speaks up and says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Herod. And they reason it's because we haven't got any bread that He's saying this. No, He said it's not because you didn't bring bread.
I could turn this one loaf into enough to feed several thousand people if I needed to. Don't you understand? Don't you remember how many loaves you took up? Don't you know? That's not what I'm talking about when I said beware of the leaven, the sourdough of the Pharisees and the Herodians. Now, the Pharisees were far extreme to the right. They were just as far as you could get to the right. To the point of being exclusive. I mean to tell you, you didn't dare, amen, do anything on Sunday around the Pharisee. You didn't dare eat without sprinkling so much water on your hands and getting wet down to your elbows, whether it done you any good or not. Amen. Boy, you didn't dare do anything that the Pharisees didn't believe in. If you did, you was blackballed from there on out. That's all there was to it. If you wasn't very careful, they'd stone you. Amen. And you don't drive down one Hasidic section of Jerusalem in a tour bus on Sunday. They're liable to throw rocks at your tour bus yet today. Amen. Hallelujah. Beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees. That's just as far right as you can go. I mean, they preached it so hard they couldn't even live it themselves. Amen. It was the exclusive of religions of the day. Amen. You dressed a certain way or you didn't have it. You did a certain way or you didn't get it. Amen. Phariseeism. Holier than thou. Amen. When they got down to pray, they prayed something like this. Oh, Lord, I'm glad I'm not like that publican over there. As if the Lord didn't know how that publican was. And as if they had to tell the Lord about it. Amen. It's like somebody got down to pray for Hoot Martin, him drunk, and they said, Lord, have mercy on this poor drunk man. And he nudged him and said, don't tell him I'm drunk. Praise God, as if the Lord didn't already know that Hoot was drunk. Amen. Lord, I'm glad I'm not like this publican over here. Amen. And Jesus said the publican just smote himself on the breast. Oh, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen. And Jesus said he went away justified rather than the Pharisee. Amen. And then there's the Herodians. Amen. There's the social climbers and the religious politicians. Amen. At the end justifies the means. In other words, anything you got to do to get up there, you can pray through after you get up there. You got to lie a little bit to get there. Hate a little bit. Steal a little bit. Kill a little bit to get there. After you get there, you can pray through after you get there. Amen. So they were just as far to the left as you could get. Amen. The Herodians. Amen. They believed in making the world better by putting the right people in office, and once you get the office, keep it at any cost. Amen. And so Herod, amen, he was determined to keep his office at any cost. That's why he murdered the innocents of Bethlehem. That's why he killed his own two sons. Amen. That's why I think he killed and had his own wife killed. Amen. And Herod, he believed that you could pray through afterwards and do all kinds of religious works afterwards. Amen. Build a temple that took 46 years to build. Amen. Just do enough good works afterwards. Oh, I won't tell you, those far left people, they'll give money if you just won't tell them how low down, wicked, and how they need to repent. Amen. But Herod, he was like a lot of charismatics today. He wanted to hear the best and he wanted to have the best. Amen. And so he called John the Baptist in to preach for him. Amen. There's one thing about these charismatics today. Man, if there's anybody that's got the gift, if there's anybody that's got anything, if there's anybody got some strange odd cure, spectacular, amen, they'll have them on TV. Amen. Because it's just good show business. Get the most spectacular thing going and interview them. And so Herod has John the Baptist, the most spectacular thing in the country, amen, to come before him and to preach, amen. And there sits old Herod, amen, and there sits his wife who belongs to his brother, amen. And she's a climber too. And she likes it where she's at. Amen. Oh boy. Amen. And John the Baptist, amen, contrary to all good sense, amen, he told Herod in no uncertain terms, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And it made her so mad that she couldn't stand it. She was as mad as an old wet hen. It filled her with hatred and wrath. Amen. And another thing you'll notice about the Herodians, amen, they had a whole lot of petticoat government in their religion. The women was pulling the strings. Amen. And calling the shots. Amen. I know how to get him. Amen. I'll get my daughter out here and do this dance of seven veils. Amen. And she got her daughter out, amen, to do this dance, and she pleased Herod well. Amen. I mean, now he's had John the Baptist, praise God, preaching him the uncompromising gospel of the living God. Amen. And now he's got these twirlers. Twirling and kicking high, amen, and throwing off their clothes, amen. And she pleased him well, Bible said. He said, whatever you'd like, I'll give it to you. And her mother said, come here, amen. What, mommy? Tell him you want John the Baptist's head on a charger. Amen. Oh, mommy, I don't want to tell him. Now listen here. Amen. You're going to lose your place and you're going to lose your favor if he gets listening to that holiness preacher. And the only way we're going to keep where we are and keep this security and keep this position is to get rid of him. And so you do what I tell you. You go to him and tell him you want John the Baptist's head on a charger. So red-faced and pale-faced and blue-faced and, amen, I mean, she turned all colors of the rainbow probably before she finally got it out and said, Herod, I like John the Baptist's head on a charger. And Herod had opened his mouth and the women was pulling the strings. Amen. You know why they do like to do in the Catholic, or excuse me, in the charismatic church? Amen. It's because the women's pulling the strings. Amen. And the men love to have it so. You know why they dress the way they do? You know why they comb their hair, what they got left the way they do? Ain't very many of them got any left. Amazes me. They say, how long is long and how short is short? And the men's got it all hanging down their back and the women ain't got none. Amen. They say, how long is long and how short is short? Every one of them used to know. Every one of them used to know what holiness was. Amen. But they became Herodians. They became one. Oh, they passed the Sadducees a long time ago. I'll tell you what. Amen. A backslidden holiness person, a backslidden Pentecostal will go farther than anybody. There ain't nothing they won't do. It seems like they can't get enough of that wonderful stuff. Sorry we haven't got video while I put my makeup on. Amen. They can't get enough. They don't just put on earbobs. They put on three or four. And that last one hangs clear down to their shoulder blades. Amen. They're not satisfied just to put on devil stirrups themselves. Their babies can't even walk until they've got their ears pierced.
That's right.
Amen. And they've got them... Amen. And now they're men. All are men. They turn like more like women all the time, you know. They don't rule the roost anymore. Amen. They don't wear the pants anymore. Mom does. Amen. And so the men decided they'd put them on a necklace too. Amen. I don't care if you have got a cross hanging on it, you need to take it off and act like a man. Amen. And the men, they got them some earbobs too. Amen. Yeah, they used to say left is right. But if you had it on the right side, that's wrong. Amen. You're fruity then. Now they don't care. They just wear them on both sides. Amen. Right? In church. Oh, well, hoop-de-doo. Amen. Hey! There's a whole lot of things worse than that, preacher. Amen. Yeah, and they're doing it too. Amen. There's a whole lot of things worse than, amen, what we're doing, going to the beach and, amen, going down to see the red. There's a whole lot of things worse than that. I know it, and you're doing it. Bunch of Herodians. Amen. He said, beware of those extremes. And praise God, somewhere in the middle of all this sourdough, amen, there's some good if we'll cling to it. There's some righteousness if we'll hold on to it, praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, you need to be well lest you preach so strong, amen, that you preach yourself out. You get so straight-laced you can't live it yourself. Oh, I've seen them. Amen. I've heard them. Hey, I've been around. And I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I preached a little in the only Protestant church allowed to exist in Beijing, China. Amen. I've climbed the Great Wall of China and sailed the Grand Canal and eat Cantonese pig. Amen. And had church in a charismatic church in Kowloon across the river from Hong Kong. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Amen. I've preached all over Romania. Amen. And witnessed on the streets of Shanghai and then to the Philippines. Amen. Six times. Hey. And let me tell you something. Money talks everywhere in the world. And there's one thing that charismatics will do. They will give money. If you won't get on the way they're living. They'll pay millions of dollars to put their preacher on TV. If he will give the homeless folks down the road. Amen. And here's the way it sounds. Amen. Blasting out over the airwaves. Amen. Great big crowd. Thousands of people. Amen. I couldn't tell a legalist upwind 5 miles just as soon as I... Here you are, and smell a legalist. You know what a legalist is? It's anybody that believes in living anything. Amen, that's what a legalist is. It's anybody that believes in giving up anything. Oh, they can preach, I mean, oratory harangue. I mean, they can preach politics. Ooh, law. Amen. They can preach ethics. Man, how they can preach. Amen. I can preach one sermon in their church and every last one of them would leave. And lose a whole congregation with a message just like this one.
That's it.
Amen. Because there's no middle of the road anymore. You're either a Herodian or you're a Pharisee. You're either going to clear all the board, amen, or you're going to clear off the deep end on the left side. And anything goes. The end justifies the means. Amen. You got to float a little bit. Amen. You got a little fire on the side. Amen. You got to dole out a little money. Amen. You got to give a little under the table. You got to cheat a little bit, lie a little bit. Amen. After you get there, you can pray through. After you climb up there, you can ask God to forgive you. Amen. So they climb. Amen. And the end justifies the means. Situation ethics. Oh, it's just a matter of where you are, whether it's right or wrong or not. Now up here, it's probably wrong in Ohio to go mix bathing. But now down in Florida, you don't think anything about it. Everybody does it. Amen. Everybody's out on the beach. And so let's go out on the beach after church tonight and have a beach party. That's what one-time holiness preacher invited them to do. He didn't know this. And folks sat in the congregation. They used to hear him preach holiness. He said, we're going to have a beach party tonight. Come out and be with us. And told how God had delivered him out of the bondage of the holiness movement. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it's not too far away that anything goes. All the gates have been let down. Amen. The goats have not only come in, they've took over. They're running the show. Amen. Praise God. The gates, the bars of most churches, Billy Sunday said, are so low that any old hog with two suits of clothes and a bankroll can crawl under. Amen. Oh, Billy Sunday would turn over his grave today if he could see what's going on in 1997.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. Well, so much for that. Beware. Amen. Jesus told them that keep your faith no matter what. Don't you remember how thou turned the loaves into enough to feed 5,000 and the seven into enough to feed 4,000 and you had 7 baskets left over and 12 baskets left over? Don't you understand? Don't you see? Have faith in God. There's some folks in wholeness today that think that we can't survive if we don't compromise. Well, I'm here to tell you that I have survived 46 years.
Praise God.
Woo, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Some way, somehow, I made it. Amen. Glory to God. Some way, somehow, Sister Collins made it. Amen. When we didn't have enough money to mail a 3-cent letter with a 3-cent postage stamp, amen, she let me do the grocery shopping. She knew I'd buy what we had the money to buy and leave what we could do without off. And for years, I did the grocery shopping. Amen. For years. Amen. Years. Amen. It wasn't until the last 25 years that Sister Collins started grocery shopping again. Amen. She let me buy them because I didn't have much money. We was living by faith. She'd been like a lot of preachers' wives. She'd have said, and this is a quote, I'm tired of living on a shoestring. And left the ministry. I'm going to tell you something. That boy may look like charming, and it may look like a glamorous way to go to marry a preacher. But if you can't stand the heat, don't get in the kitchen. Amen. Shoestring is too much. She had too much. Says, I'm tired of living on a shoestring. Hey, a mustard seed smaller than a shoestring. And we got to have faith like a grain of mustard. Shoestring, man, that's like a, amen, that's like a torpedoed side of a mustard seed. Amen. I mean, a shoestring, that's like a Boeing 747 upside of a mustard seed. Amen. Shoestring. Oh, they're not satisfied with a cloud the size of a man's hand. They can't see an abundance of rain in a cloud that size. They want a thunderstorm, full-fledged lightning and thunder and everything before they can believe God. Amen. I'll tell you the worst thing that can happen to a preacher's wife or a potential preacher's wife, and that is for her to get used to having a factory industrial paycheck with all the benefits a few years. Because if you start out in the big end of the horn and you get down in the little end of the horn living by faith, you can't stand the squeeze. It's awful quiet. Amen. But Jesus said, don't you know I fed 5,000 men besides the women and children with 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Don't you know with 7 loaves I fed 4,000? And how much do you have left over? And you think I can't take care of you? Amen. Just because you didn't bring no bread? Amen. Now, when you get on board with Jesus and you go a little ways with Jesus, amen, and you find out there's not an abundance of bread on board, beware lest your faith turn to sourdough. God bless you. Amen. Or leave off the dough. Sourdough is not too bad, but just sour. Amen. You get bitter against God. You get bitter against the church. Amen. And you too are tempted to compromise like one preacher's wife. She was raised in a holiness house. I knew when her dad was a farmer and a preacher at the same time. Amen. Held his mama's farm. I knew when they preached all over the country. Sister too. Amen. But then when she married this preacher, she's a preacher too. Knew all about it. Amen. But they decided that the homeless folks wasn't helping them enough. So they went to the charismatics. Yes. They've been there ever since. Yes. She not only went to the charismatics, she poisoned her sister. And her sister poisoned her husband. And they're in with the charismatics tonight. Amen. And boy, I mean, they're scarce, Mark, of the ones that go that way that ever come back. There's not very many. Amen. There's not very many reclaim their faith. Most stay away. They're soured on holiness. Amen. Unbelief seasons your whole doctrine and motive. Amen. Tired of living on a shoestring. Getting bitter. Getting grudging. Amen. Ah, yes. Amen. This life of faith keeps us moving for God. It keeps us going for Christ. Hallelujah. I've been at it for 46 years. Going for God. Living by faith. Praise God. Now this is the way it works. Amen. You live on free will offerings. That is, if people don't give you an offering, you don't eat. You don't buy gas. You don't make the payments. Amen. You trust God. And God has to speak to people, and that's the weakest link in the chain. Sometimes his people are hard hearing. Sometimes his children are hard hearing. Right in church, they're hard hearing. Amen. Prospering, they're hard hearing. And you know what God had to do for Elijah? He had to speak to a widow woman with just enough left for her and her son to eat one more meal and command her to feed the prophet of God, and passed up all the rich folks. Passed up all those folks who had good jobs with money laid back. He passed up all those folks, many widows in Israel, many widows in Damascus, amen, many widows throughout the country, but just one had the privilege of entertaining Elijah. Just one. And she didn't have anything. That's because God wanted to do a double miracle. He wanted to sustain her. Amen. Now you hold on to your dollars. Amen. See how far past the grave they go with you. Watch God pass you up and use somebody that's poor as Job's turkey to bless them and leave you high and dry. Amen. And without treasures in heaven. Oh, hold on to it. You're deaf and hard of hearing. Amen. And you resent the offerings that people take up in church. Keep it. We don't want it. We don't need it. If you're sorry for what you give, I'll give it back to you. God can't use it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And I got the money in my pocket to give most of what folks have given back they're sorry for because they didn't give that much. Amen. Griping this bunch in the world is the folks that don't give nothing. Amen. Grumblous bunch in the world, folks that give very little. You know what's wrong? It's a matter of pride. They don't want nobody else showing them up. They don't want nobody else doing more than they're doing. That's why it's hard to get an offering to church to buy a new piano. That's why it's hard to get an offering for a building program. Amen. They don't want nobody else doing nothing when they're not going to do nothing. Amen. Praise God. If you're not careful, unbelief will season your whole motive and doctrine. Amen. Praise God. Unbelief is the underlying reason for many things that we have to contend with in our own lives as well as the lives of others. Unbelief is the reason for jealousy. Unbelief is the reason for envy. Unbelief is the reason for hatred. Amen. Saul was never jealous of David as long as he had the anointing and the power of God himself. It was after he lost it in unbelief and disobedience that he was out to kill David.
Amen.
Amen. He ought to get rid of it. Unbelief cost it. Caused him to disobey. Unbelief caused Herod to be the murderer he was. Amen. The kind of leader he was. Unbelief caused the Pharisees, amen, to be so hateful. And Paul spelled it all out. Amen. They were hateful and hated of all men. Amen. And that was the sum of it all. Amen. Saul was one of them at one time himself. And it was him that wanted to get rid of the church. It was Saul in his hatred and wrath and furious zeal that was on his way to Damascus with arrest warrants to put people of God in jail and kill the saints. And God struck him down and turned him around. It was such a turnaround that even the Christians couldn't believe it. It was such a turnaround that some of the Christians thought it's a trick. Amen. He's a spy. He's trying to find us out. And then once he finds us out, amen, he'll become a turncoat and tell where we are and what we're doing. Amen. And they wouldn't accept him at first. He made such a turnaround so quick. What made him hate the saints? Unbelief. Rank, dastardly unbelief. Amen. Why didn't Saul obey God? Unbelief. Amen. What's wrong with people today? Well, they're more interested as they were in the days of the building of Babylon. Amen. They want to build us a tower and a city and make us a name. And seem like that's a path that every religion and every great minister, not everyone, but 75 to 90% have taken. They degenerated eventually to building a tower, a city, and a name instead of preaching the gospel. Amen. Anything you got to do to climb that social ladder and build that tower. And so there you have Jim Jones. He leaves the evangelistic field and he dabbles in politics. Amen. And finally decides to build himself a kingdom down here in Guyana. Amen. But then that demands an army. That demands protection. That demands, amen, emergency measures just in case they catch up with us. And so they found over 1,000 people's bloated bodies laying in the streets of that religious town. They had drank the poison punch of a one-time Pentecostal preacher that professed the touch of God, that lost it, traded it off to build a tower and a city and a name. Amen. No, folks, we're not going to do it dabbling in politics. Amen. Vote right and vote against sin every chance you get. Amen. But don't get too carried away with it. Amen. Just keep on living for God no matter which way it goes. Keep on preaching the gospel no matter which way it goes. Amen. Keep on praying for those that are in leadership no matter which way it goes. And remember this, that Jesus lived and preached and died, amen, 3.5 years under the dictatorship of Rome and scarcely mentioned it. He didn't start a revolt, a revolution against the dictatorship and the tyranny of Rome. Amen. He just walked the roads that the Romans built and preached the gospel. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. He told the apostles, don't get too, amen, involved in politics and Rome. Amen. Just use the Greek language that Alexander spread throughout the country. Amen. And use the roads that Rome built. Praise God. And carry the gospel on it. And use this world as not abusing it. Isn't it wonderful that there's some folks that still has old time religion and haven't gone crazy? Isn't it wonderful, praise God, there's some folks, thank God, that believe in the simplicity of the gospel and refuse to be beguiled into the extremes, either direction. Praise God for old time religion. Raise your hand and praise God for it tonight. Amen. Amen. I'm not interested in a tower. I'm not interested in a city. I'm not interested in a name. Amen. Because all the preachers that ever tried to do that from Miracle Valley, Arizona to Zion, Illinois, amen, wound up, amen, a shipwreck. Praise God. Amen. No. It's not God's will that we settle down to build us a city and a kingdom here in this world. It's God's will that we look for a city coming down from God out of heaven. Amen. It's not God's will that we try to change the world. Amen. By molding its politics necessarily to suit us. Amen. It's God's will, praise God, that we weave our way into the whoop and wharf of existence everywhere we are. Whether it's in communist Russia, communist Romania, our free Russia, our free Romania, our free United States. Hallelujah. God has helped this hillbilly boy. Glory to God, it didn't have one suit of clothes. Amen. One white shirt when God called me to preach. Woo! I've been to the Holy Land 6 times and preached in Jerusalem. Amen. I've sung the songs of Zion on the Mount of Olives, praise God, and told about Zechariah 14 when he's going to ride up on that white horse. Amen. I've sang and told my story all over Romania, praise God. I've preached in London, England. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. While the rest are getting bogged down with one extreme or the other, you go on with God.